Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
And now it's time for Star Tribune sports columnist Chip Scoggins on the Chad Hartland Show.
Chip in the house. You were at that game yesterday, correct?
I was.
Okay. How soon did you grow bored of that game?
Pretty quickly. It was interesting. We were watching the stadium right before kickoff, and there was nobody. It felt like a preseason game. So the Giants fans had pretty much checked out, and it was just bad, boring football. So probably sometime in the second quarter, I felt like this is going to be one of those days where it's just not too exciting.
No, it was not. And I listen, the Vikings have a good defense. It's clear when you go 6 games without allowing a passing touchdown, that's a heck of an accomplishment. We'll get to that. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't feel like this was inspirational, like hard nose. And I'm not saying everybody's going through the motions, but you wanted to grab onto something. And it was really hard to grab on. I'm watching it. I'm doing some work for the show. And then I'm like, okay, where are the dishes? And what Christmas presents do I still need to do? So let's get to McCarthy. You wrote about McCarthy. I have not looked in the last half hours. KOC met the media yet today?
No, there's no access today with the short week. They're just doing it tomorrow. So they're going to have 1 day of access. So we'll get the update there unless it leaks out, but no update, nothing official today.
I owe Lindsey Brown an apology because I was looking earlier and she said, well, maybe because of the short week they won't meet. I'm like, no, the NFL, you're required to meet. I mean, they're obsessed. So, Lindsey, you were correct. I was wrong. Wow, she's now looking for cash in return. okay, so let me pose this to you. From what we now know about J.J. McCarthy, let's go into the premise he does not play another snap. Let's just go, which is a possibility. We don't know. What should they do next year regarding the quarterback position as of today and under the premise that he's not going to play again this year, if that's true?
You have to go out and as best you can try to find a veteran with some experience to compete and or give you a legitimate chance to win given McCarthy's. If you stick with McCarthy as a starter, you have to go in thinking he's going to miss time. I mean, it's just how it is right now. I mean, he's had four injuries in 2 years. He's played 8.5 games. That's not enough evaluation time to know, okay, is this guy going to be a franchise starter? They may say we still want him to be the starter, but you can't go in, I don't think, without a veteran backup that's going to push him in camp and give you a realistic chance to run a functional offense if and when he gets hurt again.
Agree 1,000%. That's a lot of what I said in the first hour when I addressed it. You have to find somebody. The Daniel Jones type that they tried to bring in this year. But the difference is Daniel Jones was smart. He knew that unless J.J. McCarthy wasn't healthy or was just a disaster in training camp, he got no chance. Chip, I think they need to convince somebody. And they'll say, we still like J.J. a lot. We're not going to be naive and act like we're not going to give him a chance. But as you just said, his health, and also say, look around at our team. We won 14 games 2 years ago, and we think there's a reason why. And look at what we did with Sam Darnold. Look at how Cousins talks about us. We think that maybe your place is here for a long time, or we can resurrect your career, because they can't get somebody who's only a backup. They got to get somebody who either the promise is so good, or they've showed somebody that if McCarthy either doesn't get better or gets hurt, which seems like a given now, that guy can play.
Well, and quarterbacks are going to do their homework too, and they're going to look at this situation and say, A, he hasn't he still is probably their guy long-term, or they're hoping he is, but he hasn't solidified that. And B, he hasn't shown he can stay healthy, so there's a really good chance that if you're that quarterback, you're going to get some playing time here. So, yeah, it's not going to be the, 38-year-old quarterback who's coming in that on his last legs to be the mentor. You need somebody that you feel like might have to play 5, 6, 8, whatever games, because that's basically what is happening this year. So I would think that there would be, and I don't know who it is, we'll see what those names look like and who's available, but I would think it would be somewhat appealing to a quarterback to be in a situation with O'Connell and Jefferson and Addison and that offense, and knowing, hey, this quarterback, there's a pretty good chance I either beat him out in camp or he gets hurt and I'm the starter.
Lindsay was just, because Dave's off for a couple days, Lindsay was just looking at a couple names, and you're like, you have to find the right person. Like Lindsay mentioned, like Zach Wilson. Like, think about Zach Wilson. Wasn't he like the second pick with the Jets?
Yeah.
A few years ago, too. I don't think he showed anything at all. He hasn't played as much as Darnold. I never really understood it myself, but who knows? Then she said, well, what about you swing bigger? And at some point, Arizona is going to say the Kyler Murray experience just doesn't work out.
I wouldn't do it. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
So two things for me. One, another guy I've never loved. And two, he's making $35, $40 million, right? That's big. So you got to – the right person has to be there. Is the right person maybe Daniel Jones again if that Achilles is back in time? Or is he just going to say, why would I come here? Indianapolis is going to wait for me, and until he hurt his fibula before the Achilles, I was like their guy.
Well, that's it. Yeah, I don't – who knows what his situation, health, is going to be wise and what kind of – I mean, I feel bad for him because his contract's going to he was on the way to getting a big payday, and we'll see what that looks like, now with his injury. But, yeah, Lindsay's on the right track in terms of somebody who is either a high draft pick that just hasn't materialized somewhere, and maybe, O'Connell can resurrect a career, or, definitely a veteran. Kyler Murray, I would not want. I've never been a fan of his. And did you see his cap number? I saw somebody tweeted out when he got benched.
It's crazy, right?
It was unbelievable, like what his cap number is for the next couple of years. So, but this is the frustrating thing, Chad. Is like we said when JJ came back from the injury, like the rest of the season was all about an evaluation and getting to the end of it and having as many games as he possibly could have to try to get a better understanding of where he's at and what they have to do. It's incomplete.
Yeah.
Like that picture is incomplete to me now, and they can't reasonably go if, you know, let's say he doesn't play the last two games, and we don't know that, but let's just, you know, that assumption. How can you reasonably say with any confidence, we know what we have and that he's going to be the franchise guy? I don't think you could say that. They may try to convince themselves that you know, he's that guy, but there's not enough evidence of anything yet.
Well, when I clicked on this earlier and I went back to here, here are some of the names. Like Russell Wilson, no. Joe Flacco,
no.
No. Tyrod Taylor, no. Trey Lance, no. My initial thought on Zach Wilson is no. So let's bring the A-Rod name up again. Okay. He's playing pretty good right now. Bizarre finish. You know, you didn't have a chance because you're cranking. The way that Lions-Steelers game, did you see the highlights, the final play?
Were there two OPIs?
In
the same series?
Yeah, on the last play, clear cut, St. Brown, offensive interference. Okay, just no doubt about it. Then, also clear cut, you know, they should blow the whistle, right? They've taken him back like 5 yards. He flips it to Goff. Goff runs in. The Steelers are just watching, and so they announce it is a touchdown, but then the pass interference. These guys in forward progress, I couldn't figure it out. But,
I mean,
would you jump in the – I was against the Rodgers experience last year. You know, a bigger swing would be Mac Jones, right? What's San Francisco going to do? Because, you know, another guy's a pretty good quarterback who gets hurt a lot? Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy gets hurt a lot, and Mac Jones has come in, and once he gets away from Belichick running an offense, he looks like a guy who's a okay quarterback.
And it's going to be interesting how much they're willing to commit financially to that position. The whole idea was that, you know, have a young quarterback on his rookie deal, and how much are you going to pay that second guy? And, I mean, this whole roster is going to – they're sort of back to the way they were when Kwesi and Kale came in that – a veteran roster that they're going to have to make some decisions on. Guys are making a lot of money. Who goes? Who stays? How do you balance out a roster? Because it's way too old right now. You can't continue to have this old of a roster. They need to get younger. Now, we can talk about their draft history, but they have a lot of roster decisions coming up, and you know how much they want to spend on a backup quarterback is going to be a big part of that.
Couple more items on the Vikings when we come back with Chip, and then we'll get to some other teams, including the Wolves' victory over Oklahoma City on Friday and some just overreaction to the Wild losing to Colorado. Like, calm down, people. Back with Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune. You want to chime in with a text? You certainly can. 651-461-9226, including who should be the guy competing for J.J. McCarthy as the starting quarterback next year. Text away.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles,
the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Couple more points in the Vikings with our friend Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune. I understand we're taking great pains to talk concussions. Again, sad news yesterday that Ryan Kelly gets another concussion. Okay. Just awful. Third, six for the career. And if it's six for the career, and that both of us are wondering what the actual number is. So we get the plays on Harrison Smith and on Eric Wilson. You wrote a very nice column on Eric Wilson and the career year he's having and how they better re-sign him because he's very important to them. I'm watching that game. They both tackle Dart, a guy about their height.
Yeah.
Their helmets are up. They're not leading with the crown. It is a sport where unless you're down in the field, and I haven't been down in the field in a while, you forget just how fast it is. I'm sorry, there has to be a little bit of interpretation as opposed to just hitting the helmet because these guys are also told keep their helmet up so you don't suffer a serious neck injury. You know, and you don't always have time to duck your head to the side. I under the rules, I guess, but come on, those were two football plays to me, and I'm not exactly a Vikings home.
Yeah, I actually talked to Harrison about it afterwards for a my second day column, the follow column I did. Going out to the locker room, I passed Roger Goodell yesterday, and he was with his group, and he was leaving. That got me to thinking. After watching,
did he say hi to you?
No, he was too busy with his group.
Yeah.
He didn't stop and chat. Hey, if I'd have been Sid, he would have stopped in his track. It made me stop and think. There's all this talk about going to 18 games.
Yes.
After watching that game, can you imagine saying, let's do another one of these?
Oh, God.
No. But anyways, I was talking to Harrison, and he was saying, you know, some of the rule changes to protect quarterbacks, it's probably led to them thinking, okay, games are more watchable because you're trying to protect quarterbacks and limit injuries. So he understands the business side of it. But he said, I'm not going to complain about those calls. He said, early in my career, I complained a lot about the calls. And he said, I just had to adjust. But clearly, I think they were more upset with the Eric Wilson one. That one was – both of them, to me, look like football plays.
I know
you're trying to protect people. But those are the kind of plays where people scream, it's football. I'm done with the NFL. This is, ridiculous.
Yeah,
those didn't seem like roughing the passer penalties to me at all.
All right, what do we say about Flores and the defense overall to go six straight games without giving up a passing touchdown?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they've faced, a couple of the worst offenses in the league here of late, but. Yeah.
Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott, you still faced NFL players. So, it's incredible. you know, early in the year, we were complaining a lot about the pass defense and a lot about the run defense, mm-hmm. and they've come together, played a lot better. I think getting healthy, obviously, now they're not as much without Grenard and Metellus. But yeah, they've played well. The strategy that the Giants had yesterday were basically Jackson Dart was not going to throw the ball.
Running out the clock. I mean, honestly, it was terrible. I mean, their first complete – what was it again? Was it 23 plays in where they finally completed the pass or something?
Yeah, in the first half, two of his passes were completed, one to his teammate and one to Murphy.
Yeah.
I mean, he had one completion for 2 yards at halftime. It was – I mean – yeah. But he only threw it like five times. They just kept running the ball. So I don't know what they're, you know, that team's an absolute mess. But
I mean, if you're trying to get the job, like this Kafka's trying, that's your plan? I mean, play wishbone offense?
Yeah. That was not it.
No, all right, let's get to a couple of the teams in town. I know I shouldn't always judge the reaction on Twitter, but, I mean, the Wild have had this incredible run. The buzz on getting, you know, the second or third defenseman in the league, and they get their butts kicked yesterday by Colorado, a game I watched a decent amount. And again, Colorado, their record is stupefying so far. Yeah. And close circuit, boys and girls, Colorado's better right now and might be better the whole year. But some of the stuff, it's like, oh, man, we just don't rank. We don't compare. They better start adding. They are allowed to lose a game.
Going to win the rest of them?
And not overreact. And by the way, now, like, you know, the Sidney Crosby stuff's out there. And by the way, look at his numbers. He's having an unbelievable year. I'm like, maybe a third-round pick, you know, because Guerin knows him so well. And, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury's here. I'm sure, you know, the Pittsburgh really cares about that. And they're going to say, we're going to trade – you know, along with Mario, one of our two, and Yaga, our two franchise guys. And because we like Billy and his meatballs, just give us a fourth-round draft choice.
Billy and his meatballs. Yeah. What a story.
Yeah.
I mean, it reinforced how good Colorado is. If anything, I didn't get to see any of it, obviously, but I just saw the score and was like,
clinic.
Hey, they're really good. They're the best team.
Yeah.
They're the best team in the league right now, and I don't know that any one game is a measuring stick. We like to say that it is. But they were going to, you know, they're bound to lose a game and have a clunker, if that's what it was. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You're more likely going to have to beat that team in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to play better against them, but I don't think we should say the sky's falling because of one loss in the regular season. Let's see what happens if we get to the postseason here.
The Wolves play great basketball Friday. They win a thrilling game against Oklahoma City. They deserve praise, but also just makes me shake my head about so many other games this year.
Yeah.
Where they're just bored. I mean, and again, Western Conference Finals, nice, proud.
Yep.
I like when you're bored if you got a championship banner up there. And I think it's going to be interesting to watch the obvious thing is the point guard thing. Maybe it's going to be interesting to watch what he does with Conley because he talks about Finch talks about Conley like we talk about our kids. You know, he just still believes in him, and he kind of bailed their butt out yesterday. They have they just have Nas going off the bench. That's it. Shannon's been a disappointment. It still wouldn't shock me if at some point as the year goes along, he puts Conley back in the starting lineup, brings Dante off the bench, and you have Dante and Nas to give you two scores off the bench, because right now, if Nas isn't giving you points off the bench, you got nothing. I mean,
yeah, I was at the game Friday, and it was, you know, it was a fun atmosphere, and it was nice to see them kind of rise to the moment. You know, it's a regular season game, and I think OKC had played the night before, but
they had
that final minute by Ant with the three, the block and the steal, that was incredible. Mm-hmm. I had taken my two boys who were just sitting in the stands, and it was a fun atmosphere. But, yeah, you just want to see more consistency. More, you know, it's just, you know, they'll get up and then they'll play a you know, inferior opponent and then just kind of waddle through it, you know, and it's just not I don't know. Can you just flip the switch once you get to the end of the year? I don't know, Chad. I mean, I know I still like to talent, but I still I agree with you on the point guard situation. I watch it, and I don't know if they're equipped to get to the Western Conference Finals again if they don't make another move.
With Oklahoma City, Denver, San Antonio, and Houston, those four teams. Those four teams, at least so far, are clear-cut better than them. And they don't have much to deal because they've been aggressive in the other trades. And by the way, Gobert is playing very good this year, right? So gave up a lot, but he's still playing a high level. This group, for a series, I don't think can match up. Like anybody else in the West, of course they can. But, man, Oklahoma City is a machine. Wemby is, oh, my God. I can't watch that guy.
Your love affair on Twitter with him.
I cannot stop watching that guy. There's nobody like him.
He's incredible. Yeah.
If he stays healthy, the stuff he's going to do is just all-time stuff. Or maybe just all-time viewing. Houston's a machine. They got the Joker. So, yeah. I mean, you're going to hear more White. Colby White out of Chicago, but do you deal Dante?
What do you have to give up for him, though, Chad?
He's making some money, and he's a free agent, right? So you're not going to just get him for Rob Dillingham and a pick swap.
No.
You know?
No.
Because there are other teams that need point guards, and I don't have a lot of interest in LaMelo or Trae Young or Ja. But, I mean, let's not forget the boss swings big. You know, Conley is not afraid, and he's really, really smart, and he knows the last two Finch teams, you know, at least last year in particular, built slow. And so, you know, for a team that's been really hit and miss, the record, 19-10 is not bad. It feels hollow, doesn't it? Just doesn't feel like it's really 19-10.
Are there a lot of bad teams this year, or is it just me? It feels like they play a bad team every
soft, unbelievably soft schedule so far. They have benefited from it.
I have to imagine the second half of the season is going to get a lot more challenging, and that's where you're going to, you know, that's where you really need to see that consistency. And so, Conley, he's kind of laying in the weeds, and we know he's, you know, not afraid to make a deal. And I find it hard to believe that him and Finch are going to sit back and say, nah, we're good at point guard. I think we're okay. My gut tells me they know that they're short there too. And, you know, maybe they'll lean harder on Mike as, you know, the season goes on. I don't know, but I still feel like there's a move coming down the stretch here.
Also, Conley's so quiet during the year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, like, Billy's everywhere. And I get football guys, but, like, Valley talks all the time. He just, you know, for a very likable guy, he just doesn't talk that much during the year.
Yeah, he's not a guy that I need to be the face of the organization. He prefers to stay in the background, and that's just kind of him being a style. He's pleasant enough when you talk to him, but we just don't see him.
Correct.
We just don't have a lot of those interactions.
Are you done Christmas shopping?
I think my wife is, yes.
Excuse me.
I think we are. Yeah,
can she help me out? Because I'm not done. Is she available? Is there a fee or something like that?
I got home and I saw a wrap from New York, and I saw wrapping paper in our in our bedroom, so I think I need to catch up and do some wrapping here probably.
That is your role. All right, man. Have a fabulous Christmas, and we'll talk next week.
You too. Have a great Christmas. See you.
Chip Scoggins, political roundtable, including this one. Is he really who we deserve? Really? This guy? You're kidding me, right? Back in a moment.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I will repeat what I've said before. If the Republicans select through the primary Mike Lindell as their candidate to take on a beleaguered Tim Walz, shut the party down. Period. End it. He is a fraud. Speaking of fraud, how many amount of fraud and what Walz knew and didn't know and how he really hasn't been accountable, and we've talked about it endlessly. Mike Lindell, come on. Just makes up stuff over and over and over again, loses in court over and over again. You have this golden opportunity, and you're going to put this guy out there? Obviously, he can run. That's his call. But this came up again when Trump was out there, when he's off the prompter again, and he's going at Walz, which, again, the show has criticized Walz plenty. But when he goes with Mike Lindell, deserves to be Minnesota's governor. You have people in this race who I think have a chance to win. Chris Maddle, if he raises enough money and builds up some traction in greater Minnesota, has a chance to win. Lisa Damoth absolutely has a chance to win. Qualls and Robbins, to me, I kind of put them in the next category. I think Robbins is more intriguing than Qualls, just because what I've said before, I've witnessed Kendall Qualls before, and he's very accomplished, but it's a lot of what we hear out of almost every Republican candidate. But Mike Lindell, he just doesn't tell the truth. I saw him in action multiple times here, just treating people horribly. And people in sales who just had to put up with it and just making up stuff. Just Google some of his interactions with people. As someone who votes for three groups, Democrats, Republicans, and third party, and absolutely wants somebody who's a viable option, because I've said over and over again, Walz shouldn't run. The fraud, the accountability hasn't been there strong enough. Now suggesting the credibility of Joe Thompson. Really dubious on that. Not sure about that strategy. Somehow trying to tie Joe Thompson to Donald Trump. Let's just say, because I'm getting those texts often now, Andy Luger appointed to not one but two times as the U.S. Attorney for the District of Minnesota, appointed by Democrats. High, high, high praise for Joe Thompson. worked hand in hand with Joe Thompson on fraud while he was Joe's boss. So this isn't, you know, Trump putting up his gardener, you know, or people like Lindsey Harrigan. Stop. If you're a Republican, tell me your reaction to Mike Lindell. Maybe you're excited. Maybe they're great. He's a patriot. He gets it. Trump won in 2020. I think most people, whether vote for Republicans all the time or vote for them occasionally, like, no. I still don't believe it. I still think there will be enough center-right folks who will say, no way, no how, but I've been wrong too many times before. That's one. Text away, 651-461-9226. Kristi Noem announcing today that folks who are here illegally, we're going to give you $3,000 and a plane ticket to go back to where you were born. Lindsay, there are two of us in this room. Will there be more than two individuals sign up for this offer from Kristi Noem, who, by the way, considering the way ICE has been directed, by the way, mm-hmm. by the Trump administration, if you're someone who is came here, and let's say you're not a violent criminal, let's say you're someone who's been here for 10, 15 years, you're a member of society, you have kids here, and you've watched how similar individuals who happen to be non-white like you and harassed and tackled and face masked, you're really confident that everything's going to be okay if you go sign up? Yep, I'm here. I'm from, Mexico, and I came here. Should you be convinced? Hey, nice to meet you.
A check will go through.
Come on. Here's the check. And by the way, here's the flag. Oh, wait, here's ICE. Is anybody going to sign up for this at all?
I don't think so. But I have seen people voluntarily leave with the anticipation of being treated poorly and just choosing to do that. Now, I know that's not a choice that everybody can make for a multitude of reasons. And I want people to stay. There's a lot of great people here in this country that deserve to be here and to not be treated to the degree that ICE has been conducting themselves, especially in our city here, Chad.
Yeah, for me on this, what a shock. I mean, what a bold take. I'm for the high-level criminals to be apprehended and removed from the country. What a shock. But if you're asking me again, I've only said this 5,000 times, let's make it 5,001, am I worried about my neighbor down the street who's been here 14 years, who I see when I drop off my kids at school, or who I see at Chick-fil-A, or I see at Trader Joe's, who is a CPA and came here because the country they were in gave them no hope. And it's a lot easier to say, I was born in New Hope, might have had a very, very daunting upbringing. But I was here. Because for all you folks that they're illegal, they're illegal, they're illegal. If you were in a hypothetically a war-torn country on your own and saw no hope and then saw the greatest country on the planet and saw, geez, I can wait and it might be, I don't know, 4 or 5 years while I wait in my country and who knows if I'll be alive, who knows if I have food, who knows what's going to happen to my kids? A lot of you would try to get in here, too. Let me get to one other issue. And then pause, and you can keep texting. 651-461-9226. We'll get a preview from Jason. If you listen to this show, you know where I stand on the vile, awful, disgusting R word. I have a son with intellectual delays. And has it only been heightened how absolutely despicable that word is because of my son? Sure. Right? And was there a point in our life, if you're of a certain age, where that word was used more frequently? Yep. Am I proud of what everything I said when I was, who knows, 5, 10, 15? Nope. You're also evolved to allowed to evolve, understand, have greater compassion. And this push by individuals to normalize this word that belittles people like my son, who has overcome extraordinary challenges. And if you want to criticize somebody, listen to this show. I criticize frequently. Be passionate. If it even makes you angry, be angry. But it's just a word. Or we're gonna bring it back. Be better than that. And gentleman wrote an op-ed about it in the Tribune. Just look at some of the reactions to it. Or when I called out Trump with the walls comment, again, criticize. Come up with something original. And this is your way of taking it. What other words do you want to take back? Because certain words have meaning and merit. And again, if you see the reactions column, nobody's telling you you have to have certain political beliefs, but having some morsel of decorum, it's just not that tough. It's embarrassing. You should be embarrassed if that's a word you should use. And if one person tries it here at this station to be funny, where you text us, I'll block you. I promise, because it's pathetic and it's gross. 651-461-9226. We're on the social media sites here. Chad Hartman Show at Darusha J. Do you still have the other one?
I have Darusha Eats.
Yeah, no, you have that.
X. And then for a while I was like, I need like an account where I can really say stuff and not have like everybody coming for me. And that's a dumb idea.
Yeah.
So I don't do that anymore.
You're also on the Instagram. I need to post a couple photos. You're very, very good on that. I need to post. Quinny had a...
Instagram's probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Facebook, too. I'm hanging on to Facebook.
God, I do nothing on Facebook. Yeah. I just have a show on
People
here.
People are very nice.
And they're very
really delightful on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
They like to be challenged with different opinions that maybe they haven't thought of before.
TikTok is by far my favorite.
Very entertaining.
Oh, it's so...
TikTok knows me too well, though. I don't care for that.
I agree.
What has TikTok told you about yourself that you didn't know before?
Oh, I know all of it, but I don't need to see it.
I don't need another person to expose my frailties.
Right.
And they do.
Alyssa was sitting next to me as I was scrolling the other day. She's like, I see you have a type.
Yeah. Like, Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The algorithm is very,
very accurate. Very accurate.
I mean, how many hours were you out and about this weekend?
A little back surgery has been done wonders for me.
I saw the recap, and I'm like, geez.
It's a little aggressive.
Yeah?
Post from a hospital bed.
Okay.
Come on.
You know who does it? Someone who is nakedly reaching for some interaction.
Yeah.
But it went too far. I posted me, and I was having an outpatient procedure.
How are you doing?
Actually, I can't believe how smooth it's gone.
Good.
So we'll see if it works or not. I had a minor back procedure. We'll talk about this in my show a little bit. But, you know, they put you under mild sedation, but you're under. And then they're
completely
sticking
spine,
things in there. Yeah, and then they stick like, they go and like zap your nerve. But to do it, they're like, I don't know, there are two incision sites on my back. But they're so tiny, it's sort of like, how can they, I don't know. Some of the medical science to me is amazing. You're like, how can they do that?
Some?
But
hold on.
Not all of it. Some of it is hackery.
Yes.
Some of it's hackery.
Polio vaccine, just
Chase,
stuff.
Jason Rush says on CCO. Most of that science.
Come on. You go to the doctor with an ailment, and they're like, they're just doing the process of elimination.
Who
come
can't
on.
Do the cough,
That's all
cough
we got.
Thing.
But, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at the change. Because like, 5, 6 years ago, these chit-chats, you're like, I don't go to a doctor.
Now
you're like, I swear to God, you're in the conversation. You're the doctor all the time.
This year, well, what happened, I'm also cheap. And so once I reached the deductible,
Yeah.
I'm like, let's go.
Candy bar the door.
I'm playing with house money. Who else needs an appointment? Let's
exactly.
go.
Exactly. You're just signing up for stuff. Okay, how soon are you talking about 60 Minutes?
We're going to start there.
Yeah, I did too.
I will say, like, it is at once more complicated than everybody wants it to be. And also, it's exactly as simple as everybody thinks it is. And it is, I think it does, it's fascinating to watch people's reactions to it.
It is.
Because no one knows what they're
talking about.
The new
boss in charge was aware of it for weeks, watched it Thursday.
Promoted. Load of crap is what this is.
And something happened.
Yeah, you know what happened.
Something happened, and what
we all suspect
is what happened, because the deal is worth billions. They want that deal.
Yeah.
Jason, and maybe a medical procedure while the show is going on. Next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.